WildTalkRadio.com. Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
This is huge.
That's what she said.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go alone.
No, I need two men on this. That's what she said. No time. But she did. No time. Guys, get on this.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Does that include that's what she said?
Yes.
Wow, that is really hard.
You really think you can go all day long?
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling.
That's what she said!
The Omega.
No, comedy is a place where the mind goes to tickle itself. That's what she said.
Heartbreak Mike.
Listen to me, Mike. You got to do something about that.
You don't get it.
You need to get back on top. That's what she said.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Sold for $300 to me.
How's that?
It's the only gavel I could find.
It squeaks in your bank. That's what she said.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
One more bite of eclair each. Hold it in your mouth if you can't swallow.
Really? Nothing.
WTR Sunday night.
I can't believe you came. That's what you said.
Now get the guns, the drugs from my generation. I'll take the fall, the saints, and across the nation. And it's a sin. The guns, the freaks, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on. Let's get it out.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We've got a lot. So we're a little bit behind on stories. We're going to be playing catch-up, but they are big stories, and they've had some developments. So, hey, fighting wrestling commentary right here. So, if you don't know us by now, I am the Mike. Son of a. Maybe I need to start scripting this shit. I am the Omega, the be all end all of the network, even though it doesn't sound like it at the moment.
Just rewind, take it all back. There, see, insight, never went, never happened.
Fred and colleague Heartbreak Mike is still dealing with some personal issues, so he has all the time in the world he needs for that. In the meantime,
and all of our support.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, I believe we have a Sir Rockin.
Fly, fucking Eagles, fly.
Quit swearing, you little bitch.
No fucking way.
Are you happy?
Little bit. Introduce him.
And, of course, the one who has to lead the train wreck every single week, or whenever he shows up, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I'm drinking tonight.
As he drinks.
Oh, my God, the 50s called. They're sick of that song. Get rid of it.
We get it.
E-A-T-L-E-S-Eagles! That's all I got to say about that. Just read Skype.
No.
The 1950s called. They're sick of that song, too. Stop it. Stop!
You're just encouraging him.
Listen, I don't hate the Eagles. I wanted the Vikings to win. I don't hate the Eagles. But, Rock,
but.
If New England wins, I'm kicking your ass.
They probably will. Because it's predetermined the Patriots win everything.
Even Deflategate.
Everyone knows the Patriots win everything because it's scripted that way.
Football is fake. Wrestling is real. Damn.
Damn straight it is.
Very. So, yeah, there have been a couple of hiatuses here, and we're slowly going to try to get back to normal after the Christmas break. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I had to mute for a second because I'm drinking carbonated substances.
So tonight on the show, folks, we're going to be doing the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing. We have 30 names. We're going to draw some numbers. You'll be getting two wrestlers in this year. Not just one, two, because there's two Royal Rumbles. But you only get one number.
Boys and girls, boys and girls, boys and girls, boys and girls. Segregation.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and that'll come in the second hour of the show.
Hey, wait a minute. When's the Royal Rumble?
Next Sunday.
Hey, wait a minute. When's the Super Bowl?
2 weeks.
So everybody, enjoy next week, because I don't think we're going to be on the air.
Okay, I can guarantee you this. There is no Russell Talk Radio on Super Bowl Sunday. I can guarantee you this.
There is.
We've done it before.
When? When was the last fucking Super Bowl that we did at WTR Sunday night?
That's a good question, but we have...
No, I don't think so.
No, I have, because we came on the air like a half hour or so later after the Super Bowl and commented on all the commercials.
Oh, my God, that must have been a long time ago.
It's been
a while. Must have been the Super Bowl that was really bad.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, how long of a minute?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's been a hell of a minute.
It has been a hell of a minute, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, next Sunday night is going to be an absolutely fantastic time. Might actually throw a Super Bowl party in 2 weeks, but next week I might throw a Royal Rumble party. And the reason for that, Royal Rumble, the over-the-top battle royal, my favorite pay-per-view of the year, is finally here, Omega.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit bigger than usual.
A little bit bigger than usual. Not as big as it has been, but a little bit, and something with a bit of a new twist, though. Never before, an all-women's Rumble.
That is true. 2013 was the one we did the Super Bowl show.
We did the show. Okay, who played?
I don't know.
There you go.
But
right?
It was the one where the lights went out.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that because I did that thing really quickly and it was like, cause we were talking about that and I just, and it was really bad, but it was proving a point of how, cause certain people couldn't believe how quickly somebody threw together the lights went out and then the Undertaker mm-hmm. entrance theme.
Yeah.
And I made one of my own in like 5 minutes and it was not the greatest, but it still proved the point.
So yeah, that was the year of the blackout Super Bowl.
The best part of that Super Bowl was the Undertaker theme on Twitter and Facebook.
And probably, no, not MySpace. Anyway.
What the hell's a MySpace?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was, it was Ravens versus 49ers. It was 34-31 Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah, the score was close, but the teams sucked and nobody cared.
Baltimore was in the lead for a while, then San Fran made a good third quarter comeback. Yep.
Google is your friend.
Google is definitely your friend.
Absolutely, yeah. So we got a little bit of catch up to do. This broke last week. We were going to talk about it. But last second postponement of the webcast kind of sort of booted it to this week. And it's kind of sad news. Paige injured and is medically disqualified from active in-ring competition by WWE thanks to a kick to the back that she wasn't really prepared for, Omega.
No, and God, it's kind of stunning. I feel, just for starters, like I felt terrible for her. Just, you think of everything she's gone through to get back to where she is.
Yep.
Like, okay, you know, you got the wellness suspension, you got the leaked videos, you got a, you know, bad relationship with Del Rio, you've got next surgery, of course. Yeah, but just absolute mountains she had to overcome to get back to Raw and get back to active competition, and it all goes away from one drop kick.
Now, here's the thing. It's not the same type of injury that ended Sting's in-ring career, is it now? Spinal stenosis.
It is spinal stenosis.
It is. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Of course, not that I'm a doctor or know very much about medical conditions or anything, but spinal stenosis and narrowing where the nerves run down your neck, a narrowing or a tightening. It's a very dangerous thing, and you could actually paralyze yourself by turning your head too quickly the wrong way.
Yeah, it was just anything that pinches that nerve off too fast.
It was the same injury that ended Edge's career.
All those spears that Edge gave.
Well, a lot of wear and tear, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But Yeah, it's just a too bad thing. Did you see the video, Omega?
Yeah, I did.
I know that. Oh, Rock, that was bad. But
oh
yeah.
No, we're not going there. We're not going there.
Listen,
the girl lost her career.
Yeah, if Omega's not going to say it, and I'm not going to say it, you shouldn't type it.
I'm allowed to type it. I didn't say it.
Well, no, if Omega and I aren't going to say it, you shouldn't type it. Is what I'm saying.
Since when is that a thing? When has that ever stopped you, Tim?
Fuck, Omega, help me.
I'm just saying.
No. You made the bed. Fucking lie in it.
Yeah, damn it. I don't want to lie in the bed after I make it because then that just screws it up. You got to make it again. Anyway, okay.
This is why you never make your beds, kids.
Yeah,
you're gonna screw them up that night.
Let's not get too lighthearted about this whole situation because yeah, it is the chick's career.
Take a look at whoever your favorite active competitor is. Appreciate them because this is how fast it can be over.
Just like that. And here's the thing: Paige is only 25 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the shitty part about all this.
Now, here's the thing. She's a veteran of the ring because she was born into a wrestling family. You know, she's like the Von Erichs or the Harts or, the Flair kids, right? The Inoue kids. Sure. Anybody else her age is just coming into their own on the indie scene for the most part.
She's been wrestling since she was 13.
Yeah, well, technically, she was wrestling before she was born.
Oh, yeah, we get that. But I'm saying active.
Yeah, she was an active in-ring competitor at the age of 13.
So, in-ring debut, -6 months.
Yeah, pretty much. But, after hearing about the injury, seeing the video for it, checking out social media, people are bitching and complaining about the nature of the injury and the cause of the injury and the culprit. Of course, we're referring to Sasha Banks, who delivered the two-footed, kind of like a drop kick, but basically, you know, jumping up on the ropes and throwing her feet forward into Paige's back. You could tell Paige wasn't ready for it. Can you really blame Sasha for this?
No, and you shouldn't. And the internet needs to stop blaming Sasha for it.
Here's the thing, okay? And you know that we crossed the line between kayfabe and pulling the curtain back, because that's what we've always done. All moves are talked about, even if they aren't practiced beforehand. The wrestlers will discuss absolutely everything. One spot leading into another spot, leading into another spot. And talking about what they're going to do can take as long or longer as the actual match that they produce later that night. And you can bet that this spot was talked about and agreed to. My thing is, when I saw the video, watching it, if you saw Paige's neck, her head, it went back 90 degrees from that kick. And that tells me one thing, guys, that she was in the wrong spot. She was standing too close to Sasha.
Right. And you know it's a spot they've done a bunch of times. Because I read the thing where they did the spot the night before. It wasn't Sasha and Paige. It was Bailey and Paige, and the spot went fine. So it's a spot she knows. It's a spot they do. It's a spot they've probably always done.
It's a spot they planned for, they prepared for, and they know is coming. Problem is, this one particular night, Paige was just standing too close.
And that happened.
She wasn't out far enough.
And that happens.
And so, if you're going to blame anybody for that injury, I hate to say this, but you got to blame Paige. Because here's the thing. When you're a professional wrestler, you've got to, sure, protect your opponent in the ring. But at the same time, you've also got to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wrestling is just like any other choreography. If you're out of step or out of your spot, something bad is likely going to happen to you because everyone else involved in that spot is counting on you to be there.
So.
And what the sad part is that she was told to never get back in the ring. When she had the surgery, her doctors told her, you shouldn't get back in the ring.
Yep.
And we now look at the situation with other superstars who have been medically disqualified. The example, Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is why WWE holds them out of the ring for situations like this. Even though their doctors cleared her to wrestle, stuff can happen. Especially with a neck, it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah, that's one of the reasons that they have, thanks to Owen Hart in a match against Stone Cold Steve Austin, kind of sort of banned the sit down. What you want to call it?
Pile driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sit-down pile driver. When was the last time you ever saw that happen in any wrestling show?
CM Punk doing it to Cena.
And getting in trouble for it afterwards.
I don't think they did. Lawler freaked out because he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, this is true. But, yeah, there are just some things that, sure, you know, it looks great and the fans are all entertained by it, but at the same time, there's shit that you just gotta not do because of the high factor of danger, the risk factor. I mean, there are a lot of things, a lot of wrestling moves that look great and that look dangerous but aren't. Stick with those. Don't, you know, and this is one thing that I've always preached, and I used to get pissed off at Johnny Devine on a regular basis for doing things that I would think was, you know, and I never said it to him, but I always figured it was kind of sometimes he would do moves in and around the ring that looked pretty boneheadedly dangerous.
Yeah, and we've seen that in recent years. It's not just the obvious stuff where, okay, it starts with things like you can't do the vertebraker anymore. Okay, I kind of get that.
Yep.
I kind of get that one. And then it's, okay, like, I've been very happy in recent years. I haven't seen a top rope headbutt in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy I haven't seen that. And then there's even subtleties that, like, I had to stop and go, oh, I don't see that anymore. When's the last time you saw a back body drop?
Actually, I have seen that.
That used to be one of those staples of running the ropes. It's kind of one reason why running the ropes is pretty much just down to dodges and clotheslines these days. How many times do you see it now where someone will go down to set up the move and they'll just get kicked for their trouble?
Which is like the alternative and the easy way out.
But it's the only out you see anymore.
Yeah. Well, pretty much, yeah. It's DC, WWE ever thinking about clearing Paige on this as of now?
No.
If you go back, and here I am, I'm mixing movies with WWE. If you go back to Rocky Balboa, which came out in 2006, thinking back to Rocky V, he was told, yeah, you can't box anymore because you're all screwed up and one punch to the head could kill you, yada, yada, yada. You're not cleared anymore after getting your ass handed to you by Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. All of a sudden, he's medically cleared in Rocky VI. Of course, if
okay.
He wasn't, there wouldn't
now
be a movie.
For a real life scenario.
But this is not a thing that can happen in real life, which is basically what I was alluding to there, Omega. Look at Daniel Bryan. The guy is champing at the bit to get back in the ring. He doesn't want to be done with wrestling. There's nothing he can do about it currently because of his contract with WWE. But they unfroze it when they turned him into an on-screen character. Mm-hmm. In charge of SmackDown, answerable only to Shane McMahon. At this point in time, and I mentioned this to Rock when we started talking about this before everything went down last weekend that wound up happening. Can you see WWE freezing Paige's contract like they did with Daniel Bryan?
It's not so much as a freezing, it's just we can't use you as an in-ring competitor, but you're still under contract, so you're going to come do this instead.
Yeah, well, they froze Daniel Bryan's contract for a while before they did anything else.
Did they?
Yeah, but,
did they though, Tim?
Well, yeah, they did.
They went through a period of not using him, still under contract. It was still active.
Yeah, his contract was never frozen.
Yeah, no, the contract is active, but what happens when you freeze somebody's contract? They're still under contract. They're not being used. They're getting their downside guarantee, which is what WWE offers their competitors with, you know, for in case of injury, stuff like that. But time essentially does not run out on the contract.
For him, it would have been only like 3 months.
Yeah.
From when he retired and when he returned to TV. And I don't think they ever froze his contract.
They didn't freeze his contract.
They did.
They talked sense into Daniel Bryan.
No, the one contract they froze, and this will back up that point, was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Yeah.
They froze his, and they added an entire year to his contract because he was out so long with injuries.
But they, like, the whole thing, it was like Daniel Bryan was trying to get out of his contract so he could go wrestle New Japan or Ring of Honor or something like that and wasn't listening to the WWE doctors. And, you know,
yeah,
admittedly, I was just going to just make this point real quick. Admittedly, WWE is a little bit overprotective. They've got lawsuits and shit like that going on in the background that they have to worry about.
They have a concussion lawsuit where we said this on CB Radio a couple weeks ago. I read off all the names, like 50 names. That is the reason why Daniel Bryan is not allowed back into WWE.
Uh-huh.
Not allowed to wrestle in WWE. Yeah. during the length of his contract. I can see Daniel Bryan leaving WWE at the expiration of his contract.
September 23rd.
Yeah, and I can see him saying, oh, well, I'm going to go to New Japan. Fuck you guys.
No,
he's chomping at the bit.
He does not want to go to New Japan. He may go there. He wants to go down to Mexico for CMLL and do a hair versus mask match. So if you notice why Daniel Bryan's growing out his hair, this is why. That is what he wants to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to CMLL if I was Daniel Bryan. I'd seriously consider New Japan instead.
Yeah,
but he's a pure performer. It's like, he's not interested in the payday. He's interested in the performance.
Yeah.
He has a goal to perform at a major show in Mexico in the hair versus mask match. That's what he wants to do.
At some point in time, because Sting has now started talking about he wants to have one more match before he officially never steps into the ring again. Same injury, same type of problem. And we're all like, yeah, Sting, maybe you shouldn't. Probably not a good idea. As much as we want to see Undertaker versus Sting, maybe should never happen.
Sting will never wrestle again in WWE.
Yeah.
Will he wrestle for big time wrestling and score a payday for one final match? Who knows?
You can't, the old adage, never say never, but you can't say one way or the other. WWE going to be trying to do everything they can to try to talk sense into Paige. She ignored her doctors. WWE let her ignore her doctors.
The difference is Daniel Bryan has doctors telling him he's fine.
Yeah.
That's what's pushing him forward. That's what's making him go, oh, I'm perfectly okay. This is a doctor telling you, if you wrestle again, you may be paralyzed for life. That is a huge difference.
Daniel Bryan's case also might be a little bit different than what we're saying with Paige. At the same time.
Well, very.
So, what should WWE do with Paige? Take a look at what's going on with Absolution. What do they do now?
Want an Omega? Want to know?
yeah. That'd be real nice.
That's a fantasy thing.
Smart up.
So I don't know what you do with.
It is difficult because the credibility of that group is built around having Paige as the leader.
Now,
go
ahead, keep going. I got a question for you.
If she herself cannot step foot in the ring, that does limit that group immensely.
How good of a talker is Paige?
Well, she can talk.
I would rate her like a 6 or a 7.
Okay, which is really high up considering some wrestlers nowadays. Who's in NXT right now that could make a jump, join Absolution?
No one.
Who's on the main roster that could join Absolution?
The only name that came to mind was Mickie James.
What do you think, Omega?
Ironically, I was thinking Sasha. if only because, God, I need her to be a heel.
But from the veteran standpoint, like that would be the idea. Put a veteran with them.
Yeah.
It's Mickie.
Now, the reason why I'm asking these questions is I envision a scenario where Paige is still utilized as a character. However, now she's transitioned her from wrestling to manager or advocate, if you will, a la Paul Heyman. Let her slap a couple of girls. You know,
I can also imagine her being made the almost like a commissioner for the women's division. So she gets to do basically what Stephanie McMahon gets sent out to do from time to time.
You know, Steph won't give up that job.
But it is always the confusing thing about Stephanie McMahon is if she comes out at any other time, she is a heel. But if it's women in the ring, she's, you know, she's the den mother.
Don't talk badly about Stephanie McMahon. She's going to win the first ever Women's Royal Rumble.
Fuck off.
You know what he's going to wind up doing between now and the actual Royal Rumble, right? Steph and Triple H, and we'll never hear the end of it.
It's like a movement of some sort.
Just shut it up.
Shut up.
Don't just shut up. Just shut up.
I'm actually very annoyed because you know at some point the plan for the Women's Battle Royal was to have the Riot Squad and Absolution facing off in the middle of the ring.
And you'll still get it, minus one.
Two to three.
Version, yeah. Which is, yeah, kind of did that. But I wouldn't have a problem with her like being manager to Absolution. And I could see, put a veteran with the other two. Because that would make sense.
But let her...
Mickey James? I don't know.
Okay, you have Alicia Fox, no. Dana Brooke, no. What other veterans on Raw do you got?
Well, who's the thing is, you can't poach from SmackDown?
Okay, you want to bring Natty over with those two? No.
The thing is, I
was actually thinking Charlotte. Go ahead, Omega.
But she's not the veteran.
I still put Sasha in there because it's someone who does have credibility as a women's champion. It's someone who is a very active competitor. More than that, one, she needs to be a heel because she works so much better as a heel. And two, it's someone who could eventually oust Paige. Because at some point, it just becomes common knowledge. And especially if they acknowledge it on the air that her career is over, which means having her in any kind of heel capacity is probably not going to work. Like, as soon as that's announced publicly, it's like her career is over due to an in-ring injury. She gets sympathy credit for the rest of however long we see her.
Yeah.
And so you need to have a heel that could take over for that role.
And they could actually work it so Sasha takes over and, like, you know, Sasha's all evil and shit like that, knocks Paige out of wrestling just to take her spot.
I mean, she is the boss. You might as well let her be a boss of some people.
She's got to be the boss of some. Could mean she may be the boss, but she's the boss of nothing. Where the hell is that? Shut up. But, yeah. It's just too bad.
It's a very unfortunate thing.
So, what was your favorite thing to ever happen in Paige's career?
I really liked her feuding / frenemy with AJ.
Yeah.
Those two worked great together.
I wish that story happened now, where they would have been given more time to...
Yeah, where it would have been taken a lot more seriously.
Seriously, let them actually get in the ring and work, like where they weren't rushed for their matches. Mm-hmm. Felt always like they never got that chance to do the match they wanted.
Yeah, it was those two who just never had any business being in the Divas division.
No, my favorite Paige moment was actually her debut on Raw.
Yeah, well, that was a big moment. Yeah,
I mean, it's like, okay, you know, everything else after that was gravy for the most part. I mean, not very much. Of course, she didn't have all that much time, but not very much that Paige did could have been considered overly weak. Every wrestler has something in their career that can be considered weak. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Do the cheesy smile.
Think about it. Thanks for picking up on that, by the way. I was afraid you wouldn't. I don't know why I was. I just was. But, yeah. What is she going to be remembered for?
In the ring, she'll be remembered as someone who helps start the trend we are seeing now.
I wouldn't say that Paige was the architect of this new women's division movement, whole thing, but I would say I'm going to remember her for taking it to the next level. Because let's face it, the women's movement actually had its genesis with AJ.
It did with AJ, but down in NXT, it was like Paige and Emma were the ones, like, they started, they were given the chance down in NXT to really sort of have some decent matches, give some actual time to them, mm-hmm. and the trend started. Is she the reason why we have the women's revolution, evolution, whatever you want to call it? No, but she was one of the members who was pushing for that direction.
I feel like Paige was the wake-up call, because we had AJ Lee come in, and AJ was way above any of the divas that we had, any of the models-turned-wrestlers.
Yeah, way above all of them.
And then...
Like, oh, hey, this is entertaining. AJ's on the screen.
Paige was the one who could come in and match her in the ring. You know, that was the moment where they never really got the matches they deserved to have, but what they got was so much better than they had in years. It's that little click in your brain going, why don't we have more of these?
Yep. Like,
why isn't the rest of the division this good?
That's pretty much when all the tweets and all the Facebook postings started, was right after the two of them started locking up. And I was like, oh, this is good. We want more stuff like this. I mean, having, you know, models turned wrestlers is all fine and dandy to a point, but wrestling fans are strange animals. We all know it's scripted. We all know that it's a pre-planned outcome, but we still demand substance. Mm-hmm. Divas division wasn't very substantive at all.
It had its moments, but by the end, no.
Yep. So, you know, moving forward, would you put her in the Hall of Fame for such a short WWE career?
No.
Not at this point in time. What do you think, Omega?
At some point, but you've got a lot of women who deserve to be there ahead, and she's still got more that she can potentially contribute.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how they utilize her from here on out.
Yeah. You see, I wouldn't even think about this as a serious question for at least 10 years. Again, I've only said it three times already. She's only 25.
Oh, no. The reason why it's on a question to be asked, a lot of people were talking about it on Twitter that when all the news came out.
I mean, that's what we do, right? Someone retires and we put them in the Hall of Fame. Isn't that right, Edge?
Well, slightly different scenario. How long was Edge's WWE career? I mean, he was still there with WWF.
Okay, granted.
He had very, very numerous memorable matches and moments with WWF. I still miss the Brood.
So we answered that question. What's next, Tim?
Her ex-boyfriend is a real douchebag.
He is the literal scum of the earth.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I've missed the whole story. What is he blaming his now near paralyzed ex-girlfriend for?
Everything, including his behavior, his rants against Triple H, calling him Big Nose and all that other stuff. He says that he deeply regrets his words. He apologized to Triple H personally.
Supposedly.
He regrets all of the tweets that he had, and he says, it's all Paige's fault because she's in my ear saying that Triple H made me look like a wetback Mexican. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes, you are.
I know it sounded racist, but that's basically what it came across as.
It was Paige's fault he got drunk. It was Paige's fault he went on Periscope, which we're on right now.
Hi, Periscope viewers and such, by the way.
And went on his drunken rants. Yes, it was Paige's fault that she was on. You see the video of her trying to stop him from saying stuff.
He was going off on WWE. You could hear Paige telling him, shut the fuck up, I work there.
Yes, but it was all Paige's fault. You know, you come out and say this stuff, you know, week where her career ends.
Not just Paige, her family.
Her family, yeah. Her evil family.
Yep. Yeah, isn't it amazing that his restaurant goes under and he doesn't have any kind of backup in case his wrestling career flounders? He's starting to kiss ass again.
He is the top star in Impact Wrestling, which is not probably able to afford him another year. So he wants to come back to WWE before he retires. Because that's what the world needs, is more Alberto Del Rio in WWE. No, we don't. No one needs to see Alberto Del Rio back.
We, before anything went down with Del Rio, we were not fans of his. And it was just his ring style. I'm sorry, he was not. Yeah, I don't want to say that I'm looking for something flashy. I'm not going to say Del Rio wasn't, or El Patron, whatever the fuck you want to call him. I'm not going to say he's not a good wrestler. He hasn't been a good wrestler.
He's boring.
Exactly. He would put on technically good matches, sure, but they weren't entertaining. You know, Bret Hart, technically good wrestler. Hard to find a boring Bret Hart match. No, I'm not being a homer. Shut up.
No, you're... It's citing example, and it's an example that works. Del Rio has all the charisma of your favorite jizz rag.
Okay, that was just gross, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know.
There's little else I would like to compare him to.
Alberto Del Rio was a little bit better on the mic than Bret Hart was. I'll give you that. Marginally. Marginally. Bret never liked doing promos, number one. Number two, and he even admitted, you read his book, he would feel like he didn't know what the fuck he was supposed to say, because back then, none of this shit was scripted and planned word for word, letter for letter, like it is today. And you can see when wrestlers are reading off cue cards.
At the very least, he could deliver a face or a heel promo. Del Rio has never made a convincing face.
No, you are absolutely correct with that one. But it's just disgusting to even read the shit that the guy's saying now. Hey, Paige is hurt. She can't wrestle anymore. She's done with her in-ring career in WWE. Let's throw her under the bus now.
That's a real scumbag move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, Alberto El Patron Del Rio, whatever the fuck your real name is, you
shit stain.
Well, I was going to say, to borrow words from Matt Hardy, Alberto Del Rio is feces. Because back then you couldn't say shit on TV.
Oh, okay. But I don't know how you borrowed that from Matt Hardy.
Because Matt Hardy, it's, I borrowed it from Matt Hardy when Matt Hardy was calling Edge feces.
Stretch, okay.
Stretch, okay. Matt Hardy called Edge feces. I borrowed it, and I'm calling Del Rio feces. Anyway, we both agree he's a
shit. Just had to involve a Canadian in there somewhere.
That was into fucking dental. I still would have borrowed it if he called Big Show feces. But he didn't.
He may have. You don't know.
Well, nobody knows, because if that happened, it was private. And I just don't see it happening, because Paul White's big.
We've seen them, say as a tiny dick. Saw that.
You saw, no, never, don't, I'm not even going to.
Some backstage GTV shit. You knew that.
That happened throughout the years on Monday Night Raw.
They call you the Big Show? Knocked out.
I never was a huge fan of GTV.
But take the segue, Tim.
Segue? What segue? I don't have a segue. I got just a standard bicycle. But we could talk about Raw 25.
This is the most condescending clap I've ever heard.
You know what?
That was not a clap. That was my hand face.
He was hitting his head. He was smacking his head like this.
Yes, that is exactly what I was doing.
That's exactly why I know that sound, because I have. This is not the first time I've made him do that. Oh, shit. You know what? Yeah, WWE has announced a bunch of names for Raw 25. We're going to take a look at that. Why don't we take our first break first?
Sure.
We might as well, because it's been a while. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming for the first time ever live on Periscope. Check that out. You can get a Periscope app put on your mobile device, or you can check it out on Twitter and all that other fun stuff. But also, tune in, download that, take it with you wherever the hell you go. Listen to us while you're on the go. We'll be back right after this. We got to get it to do our thing.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a disc bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It just gets weirder and weirder. Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here. Ride the horse, you have. Ride the horse. Gundam style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
It's that time of year to vote for the Rack and the Wrestling Radio Awards, and we need your help. We need you to go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us. We are nominated for Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year with Shawn Michaels.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
And Female Interview of the Year with Angelina Love.
Hey, everyone, this is Angelina Love, your six-time knockout champion and the Sacred Seductress, and you are doing the right thing because you are listening to the Rack Radio Show.
You can vote for us once a day. Just log on to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us, the Rack, in the Wrestling Radio Awards.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
A whole bunch of different Raw entrance or intro themes tonight, because tomorrow night is the Raw that you don't want to miss. It's Raw 25 years of Monday Night Raw, uncooked, uncensored bullshit.
Woo!
Anything can happen.
Woo!
Not for the past 15 years.
That's a lie.
So yeah, definitely everybody going to be catching that. Just a reminder, people. Royal Rumble, if you haven't entered, that's your problem. It's your fault. I'm taking a look at these 30 different names we've got listed here. People from all over the world have entered. We've got somebody from Philadelphia. We've got people from Georgia. We've got people from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. More than one. As a matter of fact, we got several. We got somebody in Arizona, I think. Arizona?
We got someone from Australia.
Yeah, somebody in Australia. Even somebody from Sweden.
How about that?
I love that Michael Peterson is a loyal listener. It's too bad that we're on in the middle of the night for him. But I'm glad that he catches all the
podcasts.
Archives.
Yeah.
And a special shout out to Michael Peterson. Really, really long time fan, and just a great wrestling fan all around, and a great guy, fantastic dude. Who's this Vincent Melendez? Oh my God, did he enter? Wow, we had a lot of people this year off of Twitter that have entered.
Yes, we have. So we're gonna do that in a bit. And Tim was confused; he saw a number by his name, and went, "What?"
Okay, no. See, this is my list to give you to assign numbers, and I'm gonna pick the. I'm gonna just give you names randomly.
Right, and I'm gonna do the random.org number thing.
And I'm like, shit. I wanted to be Ace. I wanted to have Ace's number. And I'm like, no. Wait a minute. No.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
This is how it goes.
Yeah. Well, no. I was typing. Oh, never mind. Before you told me that's not your number.
Oh, I got it. It took me a second. I got it. Well, we're going to do that in a few minutes.
Yeah, those of you listening, remember, the number that you get is for both Rumbles.
Yes.
Okay, for the guys and the gals.
Yes.
Just to clarify that. But backtracking just a little bit, getting back to Raw 25 tomorrow night, the 25th anniversary, a whole list of names have been released. You can expect the following people to show up and keep up, because I'm going to say this quickly and coherently as I quickly and coherently can.
Hold on. Before you go, skip number 5 when you start reading.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why?
Knee replacement not there.
Oh, okay. That'll do it. I'm surprised we're not skipping number 4 for other reasons.
No, he was told to bring his gear. Anyway, let's go.
Okay, here we go. Deep breath. Steve Austin, Ric Flair, The Undertaker, Scott Hall, the APA, that's right, JBL and Ron Simmons, Bubba Ray and D-Von, Nikki and Brie Bella, the New Age Outlaws. And if you're not down with that, I've got two letters for you. DX, Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler, the Boogeyman, Brother Love, Bruce Pritchard, Ted DiBiase, Sergeant Slaughter, Teddy Long, John Laurinaitis, the Godfather, Trish Stratus, MVP, Howard Finkel, Terry Runnels, Jackie, Maria, Kelly Kelly, and Michelle McCool. These are the people expected tomorrow night on Raw 25.
And there's probably a few others, but it's hard to keep track of a full list.
Jonathan Coachman had to announce himself.
Yeah, the coach is coming.
He wasn't invited.
No, he was. He was.
He's like David Spade's character on that TV series, on that sitcom.
Just Shoot Me?
He just invites himself. What is the name of it?
Was it Just Shoot Me? No, not no.
Not Just Shoot Me. No. The one that's on right now with the voice of Paralyzed Cop.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Never seen it. But there's probably a few others that I've probably missed.
Well, here's the thing. Where is the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels?
You said two letters.
DX.
There you go.
Okay, where is...
I'll say Christian's been announced. Christian's one of them.
So I'll just stop myself right there, because where the fuck's Christian? Where's Edge?
Filming his TV show overseas.
Yeah, just in case you don't know, Edge is now on the TV show Vikings. And yes, I'm an avid watcher of Vikings. That's my cultural heritage. So, it's all based on shit that actually really, really went down. And it's awesome. If you haven't watched Vikings, I strongly recommend it. But where's Bret Hart?
He apparently has a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, where's a surgeon flying in from Paris?
Yeah, where's his tag team partner? You know, Jim the Anvil.
Watching Natty's cats.
Where you probably? Oh my God, Natty and TJ—they have too many cats. I'm telling you, the whole Hart family has a serious issue with cats.
Who else, Tim?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to think of names. Where's the Mouth of the South?
Good question. He may be there, but they didn't announce him.
I mean, it'd be great to see Jimmy Hart. Mean Gene?
Mean Gene's there.
One name that for obvious reasons hasn't been announced, but I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up. Yeah, brother.
He says he's sitting on his couch, brother.
Brother, brother, brother.
I expect a video from brother, but that's...
Where's Y2J?
He's announced.
Okay, he's not on the list, bitch.
Okay.
Apparently doesn't have a deal, but he's announced.
Okay, here's the thing, Tim. Most 95% of this list was put together from last week's show.
There you go. You're just too lazy to update it throughout the week. I get it. I see you on that.
I added like the last six names this afternoon.
Yeah, and for obvious reasons, dead people have not been announced. I mean, come on, smarten up, Maddie.
Anyway.
I don't know if you're reading chat or
not. I don't know if he meant dead people or he's just dead from a comment that was made.
Well, that's just it. I was covering bases just in case because it is after all team chat, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be kind of careful. Omega, who do you not see on this list that you'd like to see tomorrow night?
The Rock.
Okay, there's another one.
I expect a video.
Yeah, video. Yeah, that's easy.
X-Pac!
Oh, he'll probably be there in the background somewhere.
No, he's announced, but for whatever reason, they kept him separate from DX.
I don't remember ever. Oh, maybe they did announce him.
They did. I remember. I do remember they announcing X-Pac.
Okay. The hand.
But like, I the hand.
Okay. I said this last night. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure, for whatever reason, they had, like, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and then they had DX listed. I'm pretty sure X-Pac got listed separately because they weren't sure which faction shirt to put him in that day.
Yeah.
Then, NWO or DX.
Yeah.
Why don't they just, like, take two shirts and sew them together?
But I want to make this comment here because I made it last night on CB Radio. So, the hand that was brought up in the chat room from the intern.
Yes, Mae Young's son, the hand.
I want to see Mae Young's son, hand, meet the baby that Snitsky kicked.
Well, bringing up the baby that Snitsky kicked, what about Lita?
I don't know.
I'm just waiting for the joke.
Oh, it's not coming.
Okay. That's what she said. Sorry, I had to tie that into the, opening intro tonight. Because Rock was so proud of himself putting together an The Office intro.
I was proud of myself.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a good idea.
Anyway. What about celebrities? Are we going to see celebrities?
Jimmy Fallon will be there.
Oh, goody. I'd rather see Stephen Amell. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'd like to see Stephen Amell come back and do another match. I mean, the one that he did was pretty damn good.
He won't be coming back because he's a part of a certain club.
Uh-huh.
And he's friends with that club.
Uh-huh.
And wrestling with that club.
Keep going.
So,
drop the bomb. Go ahead.
No, there's no bomb to drop. I'm not saying it, Tim.
All right, fine, don't say it. But here it is. They're going to split Raw 25 tomorrow night. Manhattan Center is going to host 1 hour. And the final two will be from Barclays. Barclays is located in
Brooklyn.
I was about to say Barclays Center is in Brooklyn, the home of the New York Islanders, which is really kind of sort of tough to deal with as a hockey fan. I know Brooklyn's one of the five boroughs, but you don't really think of it as an island.
Anyway. That's
moving
how,
on.
That's how it's listed, where the Manhattan Center is from 7:30 to 9. Who knows how it's actually formatted, but that's the one that makes the most sense.
Hey, where is the Manhattan Center? Isn't that someplace in Florida?
No.
I was waiting for that. They've got one match announced for tomorrow night.
They do.
Roman Reigns taking on The Miz. Actually, it's The Miz taking on Roman Reigns for the Intercontinental Championship.
I smell a new champion.
Do you think that The Miz is going to take the title back, Omega?
That's weird, because you have to get that belt off of Roman for the setup with Brock, but at the same time, it's kind of... Fuck.
Well, at the same time, Roman's kind of sort of in a little bit of hot water right now.
No, apparently it's all clear. It's all clear. There won't be any legal investigation.
Fine, but I still say there's a little bit of heat on him.
Awkward! He is their golden boy going into WrestleMania.
You take the belt off him. Well, technically you don't, because if you look in the past, they've done WWE Champion versus Intercontinental Champion WrestleMania. That is a thing.
I don't hate that idea. Partly because they haven't, done it to death. Like they have with some other thing.
Someone else's
rupture. Okay, sure.
His foot popped.
His foot popped. Yeah.
He fucked up his foot. Just say that.
Well, it was so he's getting plantar fascia injections. And
that's what he gets for stomping a mud hole and walking to dry the wrong way. Leave that to Steve. Ba-dum-bum.
So I could see a title change tomorrow.
I wouldn't be overly surprised. It's getting pretty close to that time of the year where they have to start building up the WrestleMania match. We all know it's coming, but it hasn't even been talked about yet publicly.
So, Tim, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh, what?
What is your favorite Raw moment?
DX invading Nitro.
Wouldn't you know that was the moment that won the Greater Than Great debate last night on CB Radio?
Seriously?
Seriously.
I was busy having a life to listen to your little webcast last night. Sorry.
It also won the trial run.
Sleeping on the couch.
I know. Yes, the collective did pick the DX one.
Well, the number one Raw moment for how long was the beer truck?
And it's still one of the top moments.
Yeah,
I think the fans voted that the top moment in general.
Yeah, but the beer truck doesn't wave a big, you know, black and green dick at WCW.
The DX invasion, some people just don't realize how huge, historic, and important that was in the turning point in the Monday Night Wars.
It's a ballsy thing to do, to just literally go up to your competitor's front door and just just point them out, or get their crowd to say, no, our tickets were free, we didn't pay for this.
Yeah. That was absolutely huge. And even Eric Bischoff said that he had wished that he had let him in. That would have been something.
Oh yeah.
Rating spike, naturally. But still that just would have been something. Damn. Opportunity missed. Oh well, what can you do?
So
all things considered, I still think it went fairly well.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It really, really did. I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is going to be an enormous nostalgia trip, especially since they're trying their best to recreate the original look of the very first Raw.
For the Manhattan Center, yeah. Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun.
Meanwhile, I'm getting chastised. Never mind.
Well, no, why are you getting chastised?
No, I can't tell you. I can't tell
Share
you.
It with the class.
No, I didn't write it down in a note, so you've got nothing to read. There's no proof. Now I'm going to be even more trouble because you guys glommed onto it. Shut up.
Let's move to the Royal Rumble now, Tim.
Well, wait a minute. No, no, no. We're not moving on to the Royal Rumble because I'm not done. I want to know who, Rock, you're most looking forward to seeing?
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing DX.
Okay.
I'm most looking forward to seeing The Undertaker.
No, no, you can only pick one. Who are you most, number one, top, most looking forward to seeing?
D-Generation X.
All right. Omega?
Should come as no surprise, Trish Stratus.
Yeah, there's my boy. I was waiting for that because we're in agreement. And there's a huge rumor
totally
going
Totally because
on.
I want to see her interact with the current crop of women's. That's really the only reason.
There are two women I can list. Over the past 20 years, I could probably hold their own with the current crop of women. That would be Trish and Lita.
And one doesn't have a fused neck.
This is true. I was hoping you would say Trish, because I'm most looking forward to seeing Trish. And getting back, there have been really, really hot and heavy rumors flying about Omega. Trish Stratus might be a surprise entrance in the Women's Royal Rumble.
I would put even money on her being one of the surprise entrants, if only because she's absolutely one of those women who want to have their name attached to the very first Women's Royal Rumble.
And by rights, she should.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, guys, we're kind of sort of pre-warning you that you can expect to see Trish Stratus wrestle one more time at the very least in WWE. We're predicting it. We're expecting it to happen. Not that I have insider information or anything. Ahem. Moving on. You wanted to talk about the Royal Rumble, Rock?
Yeah, let's move on to the Royal Rumble. Let's do the Royal Rumble entry contest.
The Royal Rumble entry contest.
Yes.
Do you want to explain to people?
Well, you can.
Simple. I'm going to throw out your name if you've entered the contest. If you're one of the 30 people who have responded, I'm going to throw your name out, and Rock is going to pick a number. This is 100% random, and the reason why I've got the names and he's doing the numbers is to ensure randomness and as much impartiality as we can offer you. So, no, unlike a Patriots football game, the fix is not in.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, give me the first name. I'll stop hitting again and again and again on random. That'll work, and we'll settle on this.
Right. All right, I am going to stop there. And the first one, oh, look at that, Sfornica. It's Matthew Sfornica.
Forcina.
Yeah, Sfornica.
Forcina.
I know how to pronounce his name, but it's just kind of funny because it kind of sounds like, it's almost like I'm saying fornicate.
Massive Q.
Anyway, give Forcina
a number. He's fucking eight.
Massive Q.
He's
gets
fucking eight.
Massive Q gets number 10.
Wait a minute.
That's Forcina. That's Forcina. That's his wrestling name.
Well, where did the eight come from? Omega?
I'm saying you're 8 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm 12.
Matthew Forcina, you're number 10.
I've developed my own game where I just start shouting numbers over this
randomly. You know, you should get looked at for Tourette's.
Next name, Tim.
Vincent Melendez.
Vincent Melendez gets 27.
Son of a bitch! How many people have won at 27?
I don't know. Wait for the
a lot.
A lot of people. There's a video that they'll eventually put out. It's all about the numbers.
I've got my eyes closed and I'm just like letting the mouse scroll up and down the list and stopping at, where did it stop? Oh, it stopped at the, expand. Okay. No, that won't work. Right there. Josh. Starscream. Josh. Josh is next. Josh, get ready for your number. Josh's number is
18.
Drum roll.
18.
18. Josh, you're number 18. Woohoo. Next name. Well, don't do that. I just fucked up the entire list. Okay, well, let's do Sheila. What's Sheila's number? Sheila, pay attention. Your entrance number is
7.
Just a reminder, everybody, the numbers you are being assigned is like that's the wrestler that comes out. So you cheer for the 7th wrestler entered.
Yes, in both Rumbles.
Yep, in both Rumbles. Just reminding everybody of this, just because, you know, I work with an idiot, so it just a habit to explain things like people don't understand shit.
Next name.
Okay, Joan Lauber. I mean Lone Jobber.
The Lone Juber gets number 17.
The Lone Juby. Lone Jew boy? Wait, don't do that.
Next.
It was still funny.
Next.
Matt S.
Team Chat gets 12.
There you go, Matty. You are number 12. Fly, Robin, fly. Fly, Robin, fly.
You're getting in trouble, but pick another name.
What do you mean I'm getting in trouble?
I hear sounds.
You heard the, yeah, I'm in trouble. Omega, you're up next.
24.
I've had worse.
You have had worse.
All right.
Where were you last year? Does anybody remember?
I'm usually in the teens where fuck all happens.
Next name, Tim.
Picking the next name is Sexual Chocolate. No, already picked. Wait a minute. No, already picked. This is not easy to do. Sub.
Sub gets number 8.
There, see, Omega, you should have yelled it out.
All right, next name, Tim.
Okay, Kyle Morey. And I don't know if I should tell anybody that Kyle Morey used to wrestle for me. Kyle, if you're listening, I hope you don't get mad if I let everybody let the cat out of the bag. He used to wrestle for me under a different name.
28.
Not a bad number.
Could be worse.
Way to be, Casey.
Name.
All
driver.
Right. Amy Simons. Amy.
She gets 23.
23. All right. Rock, are you ready to tell Lindsay what her number is?
21.
Continue in. Old enough to drink around the world. Awesome. All right. Jenna.
Jenna gets 22.
Jenna, 22. Pronto to the ace.
Six.
Sexy.
You just called ace sexy, okay.
No, six is sexy, not ace. I don't think ace is sexy. Some people might. Michael Peterson.
Oh, he's going to hit it. 26.
Ooh, why is he going to hate 26?
He always wants a really good number.
What's wrong with 26? Isn't that bad of a number? It could win.
Could win.
All probably still right.
Anyway, next.
Zippity-doo-dah. I'm going to move that up there so it doesn't fuck up so much. All right. No, that one was already picked. This is getting harder all the time.
That's what she said.
Ba-dum-bum. Kane Gittins. Okay, here's for intern. He's not listening tonight, by the way.
Yes, he is. Number 9.
No, he's not. Shut up.
Next.
Alrighty then. Zoop. Nope, those two were picked. See, this is getting worse and worse and worse and harder. Alright, Calgary Trade Central.
Calgary Trade Central gets 3.
Oh man, that sucks. He's gonna be pissed.
Next.
Next would be Mike.
2.
2. Mike is 2. Alright, Adam Wiseman.
13.
Ooh. Lucky number.
He's a fan of the devil, so that kind of works.
Well, then he should be at 666.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Quinn.
Quinn gets 19.
19. Okay, Tim.
Tim gets 25.
Ooh, that's the best number I've ever had.
Next.
I think. Alex Cage.
Alex Cage gets 11.
All right. Hey, to top it off, Rock, give yourself a number. Don't cheat.
29.
You cheated. Actually, the 29th entrance is one of the worst numbers to
get.
Yeah,
it usually is one of the worst numbers to get because the big number is 30. Anyway, next.
Speaking about big number 30, give it to Josh Stockett, and his number is?
14.
Better not be 30. Okay. See, it better not be 30 because it'll sound fixed.
Uh-huh. Next.
All right. Give Whit Brian a number.
15.
Boom, boom, boom. Now I'm just going to fucking look at the list here. We're almost done.
Yeah, I know. Let's keep going.
Alex Miller.
One.
It's Miller time.
One.
Uno. Oh, shit. Sorry for your luck, Alex, unless you get Shawn Michaels.
That's actually really good.
Keep going, Tim.
How many people have entered at number one and gone on to win it?
Just as many as 27.
There you go. Probably right. Ren.
20.
Kylo Ren has entered.
20.
Oh, God.
Next.
Who's left? Holy shite. Jeff Dent.
4.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatros. Rob.
30.
Take a look at all of the names, and you'll notice Tommy C needs a number.
5.
Not 4, 5. Who's number 4? Jeff, okay. Okay, and of course, Chris.
The final number is 16.
16! Chris, you're the last number drawn, and your number is 16. This is gonna get all posted for you on Facebook and on the Twitter machines, everybody, so those who aren't listening tonight will know what their number is. And hopefully they'll be listening next Sunday after the Royal Rumble.
Also get posted on our website, wildtalkradio.com.
That too. That's all pretty much taken care of, kids.
Let's make some picks for the Royal Rumble.
We got the picks to go. Yep.
So, as always, go to facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network. You can leave your picks there. You can tweet them at wildtalkradio, at WTR Sunday Night, at Flames Forums, or any other social media handle we have. You can tweet.
Do we have all 30 entrants ready for the Rumble?
You're funny. You're funny.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think Random Think Picker is going to take the night off.
Or we'll do it later in the week.
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay, Random Think Picker will have its picks in before next Saturday.
There you go.
All right, because we still have to take out all those fucking... And I've got to type in the name and put a comma, type in the name and put a comma. That's a lot of work.
For two...
That's 60 different things, 30 names and 30 commas. Well, okay, 29 commas in a period.
There's a horrible joke. Anyway, moving on.
Shut up.
It's the Cruiserweight titles on the line. Enzo Amore versus Cedric Alexander. Oh my god.
Someone technically wins.
And it ain't gonna be the fans. Yes, I went there. I said it, damn it.
Because it seems to be what they're doing, Enzo.
Tim.
I am going to say Cedric because I don't want Enzo to have the fucking title anymore.
Is Random doing these?
No, Random is going to give you all of its picks later in the week.
I'm just making sure.
You lazy sack of shit, Random.
Random is taking the night off. Random has personal issues to attend to.
It's the time of the month.
Bullshit.
What?
It's time of the month.
That's what I thought you said.
Trying to avoid the end.
Random.org is bleeding from its whatever.
Has a lot of commas and then one period. Anyway. Moving on. SmackDown Tag
Team.
Wow. Yes, I know. SmackDown Tag Team titles are on the line. 2 out of 3 falls. The Usos, if they can stay out of jail, versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
So what penitentiary are they in now?
Dallas.
Okay. Why are they there?
Jey Uso was arrested for DWI.
That's right. He was intoxicated.
I was going to drive to the wrestling show, but then I got high.
Technically, they never disclosed what he was impaired by.
But then I got high.
Who you got, Tim?
Oh, you know what? It's time. The other guys.
All right. American Alpha 2.0. Omega.
American Beta.
Good one! That was coming from American Omega.
If they get that far, I quit.
Up next, the Raw Tag Team titles are on the line. Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan take on Cesaro and Sheamus. Oh my god.
Because I'm really sick of this fake Shield nonsense, the bar.
Tim?
Should we explain to the average wrestling fan and the average listener who hasn't got it figured out that because Dean Ambrose is severely injured, the substitute at WrestleMania is going to be these two guys fight against each other?
Wouldn't say that's the plan, but could be.
Oh, I let the cat out of the bag. That's the idea. The bar's going to win next weekend.
That would be an awful match. Triple H, Jason Jordan.
God.
Kind of.
What?
Rollins faced Hunter last year. Now Jordan. A little bit of a drop. A little bit of a drop in talent. Anyway.
You see where I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's an awful idea. Who are you going with, him?
Who are we picking again?
The fake Shield versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
I said the bar.
All right, I'm just making sure. The Universal title is on the line in a triple threat match. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Kane.
Oh my god.
Tim.
Kane will not win.
Then again, we all said Jinder won't win. How about this? No,
you said Jinder won't win.
Are they doing a tour in hell?
Mayor Kane is the WWE Universal Champion.
Yeah. Kane.
What city is he the mayor of?
He's not the mayor yet. He's running for mayor in Knoxville.
Okay, so like when do they go to Knoxville for a show?
They've been there, done that. He sold.
And it's not on the horizon anytime soon, so yeah, Kane won't win.
Sadly, no, Kane's not winning.
Come on, Brock is retaining. I mean, how stupid is, like, forget it.
Omega.
Brock.
It is the WWE Championship Handicap Match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles. Omega.
This is a weird match.
Yeah.
This is typically the match you book when you're trying to set the other two guys up in a feud, but I don't see that happening. AJ.
Tim.
I am going to say right now that it is going to be AJ thanks to something happening thanks to Shane McMahon.
And or Daniel Bryan.
No, there's a thing. Like, they're doing the whole thing and they're going like Daniel Bryan versus Shane McMahon up against, butting heads against each other. It's Shane's turn to do some shenanigans, I think.
So that's my bold prediction.
Bunch of bold prediction. All right. Rumble's time. Women's or Royal Rumble, Omega?
Jesus Christ.
Winner of the Women's Royal Rumble gets to face the champion from either brand.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, no. No,
Ronda
no, no.
Rousey. Her, she's one of the top odds on favorites to win.
She'd also be green as fuck.
Ronda Rousey.
Well, yes and no.
I mean, if you want her to come in there and actually do MMA shit, then yeah, but then she will also likely kill somebody.
Ronda Rousey.
I'll take the safe bet with Asuka.
Tim, are you going to play it safe?
Oh, shit. This is tough because, you know what, I can't see Ronda Rousey winning the fucking thing. I was gonna pick Asuka. But
I can't imagine them doing the first ever Women's Royal Rumble and letting a complete outsider win on their very first appearance. But then again,
they've done it before, and they've
Ellsworth
got
won the
pot.
First ladder match for women. Ellsworth won the first Money in the Bank match for women. So they've
Ronda
done
Rousey
worse.
So Ronda Rousey wouldn't be the first man to win a women's match
at Flames Forums. On the Twitter machine.
Well, she's kind of mannish.
Not really.
No.
Actually, she was looking pretty good in the Expendables movie. Did you see it?
Who you got in the Rumble, Tim? You
I don't know. It's a toss-up because, like, I hate you. Shit. You know, I can see it happening. I can see Ronda winning. But, yeah, I'll say Asuka.
The men's Royal Rumble.
Oh, that should be a no-brainer.
Daniel Bryan.
Fuck!
Oh, we all wish, though.
His odds have improved over the last week. He's like third now. He was like he was very down low, and now he's up to third. Omega, who you got?
See, I think this would work better to give the SmackDown title a match, just because I can't. Because I can. We know what the match is going to be for Raw.
Right.
But the SmackDown still needs something.
Daniel Bryan versus Shane McMahon for the WWE Championship.
Okay, so I'll go right. So at some point, one or the other is going to take it off of AJ Styles.
Yes.
Who? Daniel strips AJ and declares himself champion, which would be RCW booking at its finest.
No, they're going to do. They could do like a six-way, and Shane McMahon could pin Sami Zayn and somehow become WWE champion. Stranger
Don't
shit has happened.
That. Don't see that.
It could happen. It could happen.
They have Elimination Chamber coming up?
I don't know if they're Elimination Chamber. No, they're Fastlane.
Okay.
I mean, if it was Elimination Chamber, that would be an easy setup. Shane McMahon somehow survives by doing a crazy bump off the top of the chamber.
Just which would be a really impressive... it'd be a really impressive job since it's a dome shape to actually be able to jump off of it.
Right down through. Who you got?
Let's say Reigns. Why not?
Tim?
Yeah.
Not Shinsuke Nakamura?
No.
Why not?
Because I picked Roman Reigns because of what they're doing with the setup and everything. They got to get that figured out, so it might as well be this way.
Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, and you can leave your picks when the full card is announced. That being said, it's been a while. It's time to dust it off.
A whole bunch of...
All-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Let's be as predictable as possible and say RVD.
Tim?
I don't know if I should yell at Omega or snicker because RVD.
RVD moves on. Next.
Hit it! Na 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 na.
Omega.
Sandman. That's easy.
Tim.
Well, I've been known to be a bit of a head-banging beer drinker.
Sandman moves on. Next.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, it don't have to hide.
If you have my voice, I heard that. That was... Omega, go.
No, it's too classic. Hulk Hogan.
Tim.
You know, Hulk Hogan's best theme was Hollywood Hulk Hogan. That one, it's just the, you know, it's just a little bit on the cheesy side. Give it to the Patriot. It's the same fucking thing. You gotta love Hulk just because the Immortal One is who he is and what he's done for the business. But yeah, call me a homer. I don't give a fuck. I'm picking Bret Hart.
I'm going Hulk Hogan. So Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you're
a
fag, you queer.
Oh, everybody whoa, else whoa, picks whoa, Bret Hart. Whoa.
At Flames Forums.
That's right. You know what? Yeah. Let the chat room have the third
I
vote.
I never get
so
a vote.
So here's the... No.
I never get a vote. I'm playing the part of Mike. I'm getting the vote.
No, you're not playing the part of Mike, because he would have voted Bret Hart.
No, he wouldn't have.
Know that.
Yeah, he would have.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, he would have.
He's a real American, Tim.
Doesn't matter. He still would have voted Bret Hart.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, he would.
Hulk Hogan moves on. Next.
No, I call Rick. We're going to revisit this later.
Omega.
Son of a bitch. Piper's has always worked well for him, but there's just something just far more grandiose about Ric Flair's.
Yeah.
It's an indication it's Ric Flair.
Yeah, I know. I was looking for something. Tim.
Yeah, you're just going to pick the opposite of anything I pick anyway, so go ahead and make a pick. Because I'm picking Roddy.
I'm going Ric Flair.
See? Told you.
Well, Ric Flair is a better song. Anyway.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Self-high-five. Deep
Omega.
Much as I love DDP, let's be honest, his entrance is a cheap knockoff of Smells Like Teen Spirit. NWL.
Speaking of Smells Like Teen Spirit, Tim.
I'm going to say...
I think you're going to say smell... Speaking of Smells Like Cheap Knockoff.
I don't wear that cologne. I actually pay real money for my cologne. It's not cheap knockoff. It's genuine Walmart. I don't know. Does Walmart even sell cologne?
They must. I mean,
Walmart
sells everything.
Who you got?
When you need to smell disappointed in your life choices.
Ooh, when you need to smell like a door greeter. Just use Bengay. Shit. The cheap Nirvana knockoff.
NWO moves on. This is not intentional, just the way.
Yeah, it is. Shut up.
But it's making me laugh so much.
You don't deserve to laugh. You haven't done anything this week that lets you laugh.
Still hashtag laughing.
Hashtag sour grapes.
For the final one tonight, Omega.
Now that's the better version of that Harlem Heat theme before they stuck a bunch of random Booker T lines on top of it.
Can you dig it, sucker?
No. No, I cannot. Bill Goldberg.
Tim.
I'm digging the original Harlem Heat, the tag team.
So cruel.
Just for once, don't be a dick.
I was not trying to be a dick. No, Harlem Heat moves on.
I'm almost disappointed in you.
Well, I can go back and change my vote. I can put
no, it in. Too late. It's down there in gold.
There you go.
So we're not better than Goldberg's theme.
So we're like a quarter away through, or a little bit more, almost close to halfway through the third round.
God, yeah,
looking at SummerSlam before to be wrapped up in time by.
Yeah, SummerSlam of 2019.
So we have moved the timeline up.
Yes, we have.
Yes. Anyway,
that's our show.
So that's it, bitches. Glad you tuned in. Thanks for listening live. Thank you, everybody who is currently catching the archive. Without all of you listening, then it's just the three of us talking to ourselves, and we don't like each other that much. Okay, maybe we do. I don't know. Anyway, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, the post show.
Yes, it's a Raw post show recapping everything that goes down on Raw 25. Tune in 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Really? I thought you were going to recap Monday Nitro. Tuesday night at 11:15 Eastern Time, 10:15 Central, 9:15 Mountain Standard Time. Go to twitch.tv/rackradioshow to watch another episode of WTR Professional Championship Wrestling.
It's the second part of Top Rope Royale. Tune in 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Who's going to WTR Mania as the number one contender
for
Matt's World Championship? Tune in and find out. 11:15 p.m. Eastern. twitch.tv/rockradioshow.
Yeah, Matt, I'm coming after you, sucker. Don't forget, even if I don't win the over-the-top rope challenge, I still have a rematch clause. So, just so you know.
There you go.
Yeah, Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your hostess, with the mostest, Lindsay Ward.
Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for The Rack for Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year with the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, and Female Interview of the Year with Angelina Love. It's WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote once a day, midnight to midnight, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Check out The Rack this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have the Royal Rumble preview and the NXT TakeOver preview with the NXT analyst, TJ Omega.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it.
Done.
Well, you took too long, so I just figured I'd move on.
I thought Omega was going to make a comment.
Oh, okay.
I paused.
Why?
I don't know, because I said you were on the show. I was gonna...
He's got nothing to say to you.
Fine. Maybe I'll pull back the invite. Fine. Also, check out...
I would love it, Omega. Just to sabotage it. Just, like, don't say a word. Just say hi and, like, you know what I mean? For the first little while. Just to sabotage it. The only problem with that is we like Lindsay.
Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 7, Episode 10 now available. Episode 11 will be available on Thursday afternoon. Follow The Rack on all the social medias, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. It's all there under the brand Rack Radio Show.
Now, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to another edition of The Wild, The Wack, The Unusual, The Dangerous When Wet, CB Radio.
Fitting one, because this week we're doing the Greater Than Great Porn Stars Edition, presented by Pornhub.com.
Shit, I should have sent Slippery when wet. So, are you still giving out Pornhub memberships?
We're giving away a Pornhub membership this Saturday night, midnight-ish, presented by Pornhub.com, the Greater Than Great Debate.
You are really like, that's just, okay. Hey, Sheila, I know you're listening. Tune into the CB Radio at 10 o'clock Mountain Time.
Hold
this
on.
Saturday night. You could win a membership to Pornhub.
Here's the key. You need to go, and you're going to have to go and fill out the prediction bracket, which we post on CB Radio Live on Twitter and on the Facebook page. Fill out the prediction bracket. Whoever wins the prediction bracket wins.
I'm probably going to get yelled at by Sheila for saying that, so I'm just waiting for the text to come through.
So make sure you follow us on Twitter at CB Radio Live or Facebook.com/CB Radio Live, whatever social platform you use. You fill out the bracket, you're entered into winning a 1-year premium membership to Pornhub.com.
That's right.
Valued
24/7 dirty naked videos.
Valued at $100.
That's just disgusting.
That's what you
Of course, programming note, next Sunday night, we're on a little bit later because of the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble start time is
2 a.m. Eastern now. It's an all-day affair.
Actual shit that you're going to start paying attention
probably
to.
Probably 7.
That kicks off at 5 p.m. Mountain.
Yes.
7 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock Mountain. You got to remember, we got a lot of people that are not in the Eastern time zone, so you got to give them other time zones.
And I was going to say the pre-show starts 2 hours before that.
2-hour pre-show. That's a little too long. But, yeah, so watch Royal Rumble along with all of us, and then tune in to get our take on what everybody saw.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, and of course, follow Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Also on Twitter, follow me on the Twitter at Flames Forums. Be prepared to talk wrestling, hockey, politics, and I'm not politically correct. I call them as I see them. I don't say dumb shit, but I do say controversial shit sometimes. And he's not here tonight, so I'm going to do it for him. And honoring Mike and everything he's going through. Fuck the revival.
That's not the gimmick. It's FTRR.
FTRR?
Get it?
No.
Okay, that's the new gimmick. That's what they're doing. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, fuck the revival. Follow Mike and like talk to him, you know, make him, let him know that he's loved at the WTR Oreo on Twitter. He's also got something going on Facebook. Unfortunately, I don't remember it right off the top of my head at the moment
because he never gives an actual URL. If he actually gave a URL, we could find stuff.
We're going to have to talk to him about
that. Work on that part of it. Also, this just in, breaking news. We may have an intern on Thursday night for the NXT. So we're going to have the assistant to the assistant NXT analyst on the show as well. So, loaded show Thursday.
There you go, yeah.
I think that I've done all my plugging except for one thing. New supply of IPTV boxes are in. Everybody, I'm not kidding. This is serious. If you live anywhere literally in the world, we can get you one of these boxes. The prices I'm about to quote are Canadian funds, and I'll give you a rough translation. The box itself is $150 Canadian. So you're looking at like, oh, maybe $100 American. And then the service equates to $15 a month Canadian, which is like $7 U.S., to get over 1,300 real-time live TV channels, video on demand, WWE Network, NFL, NHL, NBA channels, sports channels from all around the world. Holy Ramoli, this thing is incredible. The new boxes will actually record your programming for you, a bit of a TiVo built into it. The old boxes didn't have it. No extra costs on that. Get in touch with me. Email getiptv@gmx.com. Omega?
Mm-hmm.
Plug
my
something.
Turn now?
Plug something.
Sure. So, if you want to find whatever I'm doing online, you can generally find it under one name, unless you go over to Facebook, in which case search out TJ Reviews. Everywhere else you can find me under TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with constant updates and content. That is also the website of TJOmega.net. And also, I will be on the rack on Thursday.
Hey!
Don't know if you caught that.
It'll be the Rack Attack with the Omega, the all and all of this network. Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Hey! Vote for the Rack at the Wrestling Radio Awards, WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Vote for everything associated with Wild Talk Radio Network at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Are we done? I think we're done.
We're done.
Say goodnight, Rock.
Fly, Eagles, fly, and fuck the Cowboys.
WildTalkRadio.com.